Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. I'm Mario Armstrong. In under 5 minutes or less, my job is to jumpstart your day. So let's get it started. All right, so recently I took the team to go do some research, active research. I don't want you just doing research on the internet. Too many people are just doing research on the web, and I get it. It's easy, it's convenient, it's right there in front of you, and we should absolutely be doing research on the web, but that's not the only way to research. For example, case in point, you all know that we are relaunching, or really the official launch of the Never Settle show that's going to be coming out this fall. And it's our new look and new twist on our talk show. So we've made some changes. We're making some additions. We've made some subtractions. And what we're out doing now is still experiencing other individuals' shows. So recently I took the team and we all went to go see Hasan Minhaj and his show, The Patriot Act is the name of the show. It's a show on Netflix. Really educational, 30 minutes, but super fun. He's a comedian. You may know him from being on The Daily Show and doing stuff with Jon Stewart. He was a contributor there. Now he has his own show. So we wanted to go and feel out the entire experience. How do they treat their guests that come into the studio? How do they organize people and put them in seats? What happens during the show? What happens if there's problems or delays or challenges? And they had some technical issues and other things. So it's just really good for you to get out and about, is my point with today's episode. Don't just do your research sitting in your home or sitting at your office in front of a computer or on your phone. Go out and feel. Go out and get the energy. You have to really be observant. So we took the whole team and I said, look, observe everything. Observe how people are being treated. Observe how the audience feels. Observe the host. Look at the set. Watch the stage director. Check out the camera crew. Watch lighting. Just really observe and take notes. So, you know, everyone else is in there watching the show, and that's great. They're there for a fun experience. And we had a great time and had a lot of fun, too. But all three of us, when we could, we were popping out our phones, typing in notes, or trying to, like, jot down notes. And then immediately after the show, we all, like, huddled up really quick and be like, we have notes? You got notes? And it's like, all right, cool. We'll talk about this at the meeting tomorrow. So my point is, get out of just doing stuff digitally for your research and get out into the real environment so you can feel and understand and really absorb the activity, the emotion, the effect of being in a space. We were looking for inspiration and we were looking for just any way that we could run our workflow better. So we were looking for things that maybe they were doing that we weren't, or it would also let us know if the stuff that we were doing is actually better than the experience we were going through. So in some cases, we were getting validated on some of the things that we were doing that we were like, is this unique to us? Are we the only ones that do this special thing? Or are other shows doing this? So next up, we're going to check out Desus and Miro. I've been on Wendy Williams, and I've been on other shows, so I've been able to experience them, but taking the entire team so that everyone can observe them beyond just looking at what's on the internet is a really, really great way that I think you should actually put into your strategy as well. How can you do more research in real life, physically, out in the real world, experiencing those things that are having an impact in your industry or in your passion? Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.